Spotify.com.
By the time I looked up, it was completely going off its track.
I thought I'm going to die, to be honest.
What happened to that train that went off the tracks outside of Manhattan heading into the city at a 30-mile-an-hour curve? It hit at 82 miles an hour, so speed was definitely part of this. But why was there speed? That's part of the buzz in your backyard and mine, people talking about the horrific crash, I guess because we're not used to seeing the trains fall off the tracks that way and roll over and practically splash into the Hudson River and the Harlem River. That's where those two rivers meet. That's where it actually went off the tracks. And doesn't matter whether you're living in Hoboken, New Jersey, or at Tumwa, Iowa, this is part of the water cooler buzz. That's what we talk about here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. So as we start off for once, not with politics, but trust me, we'll get there because we're rolling in that direction. The NTSB is being pretty cautious about what they're saying so far about the crash. You got people that are in critical condition. There's still a bunch of people in the hospital. Four people died, which is amazing in a sense that only four people died at this point, because when you look at those train tracks, it reminds me of the time, and I'm not kidding you, we always had big trains around the Christmas tree, and it is that time of year, and they look like that, the locomotive and all the cars attached. And I remember a time when my brother accidentally knocked them off, and they tumbled off of the platform and smashed and were rolled onto the side. This looked like someone had placed them there. It didn't look real, actually. But it is all too real for the victims, and I certainly feel for the families of the people who were in those cars. And when you're hitting, it's a curve. And when you're hitting that's near the, it was near the Bronx. When you're hitting that curve and it's supposed to be at 30 miles an hour and it's instead 82, that's not going to be good. I mean, it's a sharp, sharp bend. So they did the drugs and alcohol testing. They've talked to the engineer, a guy named William Rockefeller, who has done this for 20 years and asked all kinds of questions, and they'll probably ask more questions in the next couple of days. And they asked some of the other people involved with the crew questions as well. He did hit the brakes, but he hit the brakes with 5 seconds to go. The brakes, now they're saying the brakes were fine. There doesn't seem to be a problem with that. The track supposedly was in good condition. So what was it that sent this, obviously the speed, but what was it that had this train speeding up, and how, you know, what caused it, him or the train or whatever, to hit that curve the way it did? I mean, because it veered off. It's like that runaway train movie, which I thought was scary as it went through the towns. Remember that movie and it wasn't called that, it was called something else, but it was Denzel Washington. It came out like a year or 2 years ago. So they found the passengers they got to all the passengers, they believe. There were shattered windows, and because of the woods and the waters and all that, they had to be careful about trying to make sure they looked in every possible place. What you really saw were people with ice packs held up to their heads and a lot of people, frankly, who were bloodied up as a result of this, because you think of a car flipping over and there's no safety harness. You're not strapped in any way, if that were to help. You are free falling on as the train goes on the side. You are falling with it or hanging on for your life is what you're doing as it tumbles over. And just everything would come flying, anything. Somebody has suitcases, which I bet they had people that had suitcases, but whatever they had. I mean, it is helter-skelter. Everything is flying out all over the place. And had to be a scary, scary moment to be in that train. Now, I've said this a couple times. We just had another weird train thing happen, but it was nothing like this one. it's that false, I think that's a kind of that false sense of security. Do you have that false sense of security? I mean, this might be a stupid thing, but do we have this false sense of security, or do we used to have this? You get on the train, oh, it's going to be okay. It'd be a freak accident if anything happened, because that's not going to, I mean, it's, look at how many trains run and how many people commute. This is safe. I'm not going to get some weird thought in my head. It's safe. Like planes. It's safe. I could get killed in my car much easier than getting on a plane and just happen to be at the plane that crashes. That's never before they've never had this kind of accident. I think, though, it's about, a lot of times it's about the hours, it's about the strain of the person. Is it the equipment? What is it? And that's what I'm so curious to know, is what was it that ended up causing this train wreck? And like everybody else who's waiting for the answers, I want to find out what the answers are. I mean, what do you think caused that to happen? What caused that? And right at the top of this show, we have what I would call a conundrum. A conundrum that I want you to help me solve. And here's what it is. We release 911 calls now, and sometimes it's a good thing to release those calls because it shows the courage of a young kid. It teaches people what they can do in some really horrific circumstances where someone's life is saved. But they're talking about Newtown, Connecticut is talking about releasing. They're going to do it. They're going to release the school massacre 911 tapes from that mass shooting that we're coming up on a year here now from that Connecticut elementary school. A Superior Court judge just ruled, in fact, at the tail end of last week, that the tapes from the massacre could be released after there was a big fight. I mean, this was a long fight with the Associated Press over the records, because they withheld the records. So the state attorney, the lead investigator of the shooting, raised a bunch of arguments to shield the recordings that were rejected first by Connecticut's Freedom of Information Commission. They ruled in favor of the AP. Then the judge who ordered their release. But last week, this judge, Elliot Prescott, said that the tapes would remain sealed until Wednesday to give a chance for an appeal. So now the tapes are going to be available at a law office. They're making them available to hear the 911 call. So you know what happened. You had Adam Lanza, the 20-year-old who shot his way into Sandy Hook Elementary School on December 14th and slaughtered the 20 kids and the 6 women with his rifle and killed his mother in their house before he drove to the school. The AP said they wanted the recordings partially to examine the police response to the massacre. So the AP is going to review the content, determine if any of it would meet the news's cooperative standards for publication. So what do you think? Fair or foul? Should the release of the tapes, I mean, really, is that going to help the public gauge the appropriateness of the law enforcement's response to what happened at Sandy Hook? Should we hear those calls? Yay or nay? 855-266-5283 or americatonight.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income16.com now. That's income, the number 16.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income16.com. That's income, the number 16.com.
Tonight, Kate Delaney, happy to be doing it with you here on this show. And I'll tell you what, I was talking about the fact that, what do you think, the 911 calls, because you know they're going to be, it's horrific. There are people hysterical, talking about what they think happened. Oh my God, my child. All the things that you would just think that would just make your blood curl. I mean, seriously. So, is that going to tell you the response? I understand what the AP is saying, but is that going to tell you the response of the cops and emergency responders, how quickly they got there? I mean, we know the time. Is it going to add anything to the story that everybody in America and elsewhere has to hear with the calls? And, you know, I'm all for freedom of the press and information, and they went through all the channels and they fought over this for a long time. But honestly, I don't think we're going to learn anything different. If I'm an AP reporter and I'm just looking at them and looping them together to try to make some kind of timeline, yeah, maybe okay. Maybe there's something I'm not getting that we don't already know, because they are playing it pretty close to the vest in Newtown, Connecticut, because of all the problems that they've had there. But is this a necessity? I don't know. Do you get anything from, I guess, do you get anything from the calls, or do we learn anything from those phone calls? I know you're awake and I know you're out there, because I've gotten a couple of quick emails, and we're going to go to those, I promise, before we get out of this segment. But you can light them up too. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. like I said, I think initially releasing the calls, there were lots of reasons to release the calls, to paint a portrait of things that happened, to show people what were the people were responding, what they were describing a scene as, that kind of stuff. And some, let's face it, the 911 calls are, it's always something bad. Somebody's getting beat up. There's screaming and terrible things. It's not a positive thing. There's a robber in my house. What do I do? But, for example, the little boys and girls that have called 911, they understand that and they say, I think something's, you know, somebody's coming to the house, or my mommy's not here, or this happened, and we've heard those kind of calls, or my mother is choking, what do I do? I mean, there's been some incredible things that have happened because of the ability to call it. So I'm not saying that the 911 has to go away. I'm saying that releasing the calls in certain circumstances, especially something that is unfathomable, is it a service or a disservice to have it all out there for people to listen to? And the best example of all is the 911 calls on 9/11, a horrific day, as many people in Newtown, Connecticut know, because they live very close to Manhattan. Many people work there. People fleeing the city, not knowing if it was under attack. People walking in the street and falling to their death because they were bleeding internally. People falling out of, deciding instead of to be catch on fire and die that way, jumping to their deaths from the World Trade Center, one of the buildings. I mean, awful, gut-wrenching stuff. And there were a lot of arguments in newsrooms about when to use them and not use them, and should you play them? And you look at documentaries now, and they play a smattering of them. And they're sad. They're terrible. Where somebody's saying, are they going to come and save me? Or what's going to happen? Just be calm. All that kind of stuff. And in this case, it's because it's so horrific, does it serve a cause? I don't know. Does it help or aid in any way in telling that story? Because that was, 20 kids. And then don't forget the 6 women, also including the principal, that were killed in Newtown, Connecticut. Ray in Missouri, you have the floor. Hello, Ray.
Hey, Kate.
Hey.
All that, them 911 calls, and that's a flip up. Sometimes they're educational, sometimes they're personal. But with anything else, like government records, they're government records, so they have public knowledge, they should be released.
So release the calls, better to know and illustrate how bad it was than to not have that out there.
Well, it's a public knowledge, you know, unlike the transparent government that we have right now, that we're so transparent, you know, it's supposed to be public knowledge. So,
and true.
Some of these things are they're private things, you know, maybe people's last words to their loved ones or whatnot, and it is, which is a very, very private thing, but it's a government program, so. And I'm out there, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, they're gonna release them, so that's what's gonna happen. I can't imagine that's not gonna be released. In some cases, I do think it is educational, without a doubt. Certainly, the 911 calls in courtroom situations where someone's killed, something happened, someone's beaten to death. A lot of times, that aids an attorney in a conviction and whatnot with the person who was the attacker. So there is a reason it can be of good service. But, of course, it also depends, Ray, as you know, on the person who's on the other end and what they're advising the person.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I'm 24 hours into this non-smoking thing.
Oh!
Somebody, well, guy yesterday over something crazy. I almost killed my dog over spilling the water bowl. Today I'm a little bit better. I'm a little bit better today, this evening. But Lord help me, I hope there's no 911 calls over my quitting smoking.
You said, they say, Ray, that nicotine is the hardest thing to quit, so I don't doubt it. It's because it's been in your system for a while.
27 years, I think.
Woo! Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've got to have that neck fused here in a couple weeks, so I had to quit smoking before they fuse it. So maybe I can keep it going after it's done. That's what I'm shooting for.
Good for you, Ray. We're going to cheer you on. Let us know how that goes, and also with what's going on with the neck. But I think it's a good thing, but it's got to be a tough thing. I never was a smoker, so I don't know, except for from what I know from friends and people who have, other people have told me that they think it's one of the toughest addictions. I mean, look at all the things you can be addicted to, but the nicotine through your system and the craving for the nicotine, they say, is just awful. A lot of people who quit drinking because they go to the Alcoholic Anonymous meetings or other meetings, they drink coffee all of a sudden, lots of coffee, and smoke a lot of cigarettes. Sometimes they jump to that, and people find it very hard to quit, and that's why there's another industry that's been so successful, the whole smoke enders and other all kinds of ways to quit smoking. And I can see how that would affect your personality and make you feel really nasty. Anytime you got something that you are really, really addicted to. You know, people in a different way go through that when they have a massive, it's like soda addiction. And now all of a sudden that caffeine that they're used to, I guess, makes them really cranky because they've gone cold turkey and they're not doing any caffeine. I still think that's probably a weak comparison because I think, based on the conversations that we've had here on the show and from friends and other people, the nicotine is really, really a tough, tough thing to put aside. Coming up on the flip side, we thought we would add some laughter to the show. Comedian Mark Yaffe joins us. You might have seen him on Showtime. He's traveled around and done all kinds of clubs and casinos. Very, very funny. He joins us next on America Tonight.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse. Much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected. Stop collections and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state. Potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the Shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-211-9458. That's 800-211-9458. 800-211-9458.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
You don't have my number, but we don't need each other now. We don't need the city, the creed or the culture.
Telling jokes, it's because I can never remember the punchline, and so by then you've fallen asleep. And I am so excited to welcome to America Tonight comedian Mark Yaffe, who has been on so many TV and radio programs. It would take this whole show to list all his appearances, and he's got a new CD out. It's called Chuckalicious. What a brilliant name that is. I hope he trademarked it. And we're going to kick it around with him, starting with that crazy mayor in Toronto. Mark, thanks for hanging with us in our own virtual purple room.
Oh, it was great to be here, man. I hope you guys are all having a great holiday season so far. I know we've got plenty of entertainment, especially coming from the north, with Rob Ford, or as I like to call it, Mayor Chris Farley reincarnated.
He is Chris Farley reincarnated, isn't he? What is it about watching this guy that we just cannot get enough of it, can we? What is he? He's like a walking train wreck.
Exactly. A lovable crackhead, whoever thought. You know, it's sad yet hilarious. That, you know, he has so many elements to him because he does have honesty, but he's just a vulnerable guy. I was waiting for some incident at the Bills game, you know, because they were playing at the stadium, and I thought he was going to knock down a goalpost or something. But evidently he was fairly well behaved. He didn't get arrested. I think he's also done more to get Americans interested in Canada than anyone else in the history of Canada.
Maybe it's a ploy.
Maybe it's just to get the tourists up there. You know, what's going to be the slogan? Come for the snow, stay for the blow. I don't know what he has at this stage.
Yeah, that sounds like a good bumper sticker, no doubt. And now he's going to do this show with his brother. I mean, they're talking about all kinds of shows.
There was a show, and then it got canceled. But I don't know. I think, who knew that doing illegal drugs and being in office would get your reality show? I'm just here to announce on your show to America that I will be shooting up heroin and running for mayor of Reno when we get off the phone.
It's perfect. Just get people to gamble on their futures, right? Why not?
Right. Well, I think his next move is going to be marry a Kardashian.
Oh, yeah. Which one's left? I think they're all underage, though.
Right. Well, Lamar and Chloe may be getting split up, so then she'll be looking for a new beau with substance abuse problems. I don't know. It's crazy. I just feel bad for his kids, really. That is sad. You know, I would just pull them out of school now. They're going to want to homeschool all the way through college.
Yeah, because that last name, boy, you say Ford in Toronto or in Canada or anywhere, it's not carte blanche. They're not thinking of the auto dealer. They're thinking of somebody else. They're thinking of that mayor.
Maybe it's branding. Maybe they're going to be, him and his brother Doug are going to become crack salesmen, and they're just going to be fighting off the slogan, visit your local Ford dealer.
I like it. Maybe they'll get paid to do that. Hey, you do a funny riff on your background. Tell everyone about your interesting background.
Oh, where do I start? Well, a little bit of myself. I'm a native, but I'm not full-blown. I'm a mixed-blood native. I'm Mexican, Irish, Navajo. I'm a Mexaho, or as I'm known in racial surveys, other. And I grew up in L.A., not from the reservation. I never met my birth father, runs from responsibility. I'm Navajo, adopted by a Mexican mother and a Jewish father, so that basically that makes me a bargain hunter-gatherer.
Oh, that's attractive. I bet that attracted many of the ladies to you.
Oh, yeah, dollar store reservation, that's where I'm at. But the weird thing is, I was, you know, so you're not being raised traditional. People still, when they find out you're native, they still approach you and they ask the questions and they don't know how to separate, you know, where I'm from. And they're like, oh, Mark, oh, you're native. I bet your children have beautiful tribal names. I'm like, yeah, a little big mouth and grounded until summer.
Oh, that's brutal. They get a lot of attention in school.
Oh, yeah. But I've been, we actually homeschooled them for like 5 years, and the homeschool worked out great because one of them was student of the month every time.
But I'm bumped. That's a good one.
Yeah, they're both in college now. Two daughters in college. I'm old enough to be their dad, broke enough to be their roommate.
Yeah, how much does it cost to go? How much does it cost for these kids in college nowadays? What, 40,000, 60,000?
Yeah. Well, the one daughter goes to St. Mary's College, $43,000 a year tuition.
Woo!
And she's a performing arts major. I'm like, can't you just go get a job as a sign spinner and dance around on the corner?
There you go. Oh, that's bad. Oh, that's going to add up. And you're going to have to take, how many loans are you going to have to take out by this time it's all said and done?
Right. They're both in student loan debt. I'm broke. But I did fill out the financial forms for this upcoming semester. I found out I make enough money to pay for a semester of parking. So that was very exciting.
Especially there. Absolutely. You know, you've been doing this for 15 years. You've been at clubs, colleges, casinos, corporate events, all over the place. And you've also written for George Carlin's Laugh.com. Hands down, the best audience ever that you performed in front of, that they just ate up everything you served up.
Wow, that's such a on-the-spot question. There have been like three or four. I think doing some shows for the troops over in Iraq was my favorite. You know, we did a show in the El Anbar province, I believe it was, in a tool shed. After, well, we did a show at 8 in the morning for the troops in the mess hall, which is, your clock's already messed up, you don't know where you're at, you know, they're just flying you around the country. And then they said, well, it's too bad everyone couldn't be here. Well, I was like, well, we understand there's a war going on and you can't all be here for breakfast. And they're like, oh, yeah, some of the mechanics are in the tool shop. I said, we should just go say hi. So they took us over there, and we're literally in a 12 by 14 tool shed in a motor pool garage. And just it was three of us, three comedians, and like 8 or 10 of the soldiers, and we just had the best time. I just sat up on the tool bench and we just told jokes. And then 2 days later, I got on the back of a flatbed up there at a Marine Ford operating base, and my hair was down past my shoulders. And I said, "Well, let's do something a little morale builder." And we ended up getting a hold of a couple of clippers, and one of the comedians and one of the sergeants shaved my head while I was on the back of the flatbed doing a show telling jokes. So.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
It was awesome. My head hurt for a little bit in the Iraq sun after that for the next few days, you know.
I bet.
It's a little hot out there, of course.
Yeah, and if you had to put a helmet on, imagine, that's probably tough.
I got a really big head. I have a very large head. At birth, I was like 11 pounds, 5 ounces. And it was like I had an 11-pound head on a 5-ounce body.
Hey, well, you know this, we just got through Thanksgiving, and now we're headed to Christmas.
Yes, well, we got to clarify, Thanksgiving, or some of my native relatives call it, when good deeds go bad day. I did a traditional Thanksgiving, though. I watched football, ate turkey, and last year the Redskins actually beat the Cowboys, and we all know that hasn't happened much in the last 200 years.
No, that's true. Reason to celebrate when that happens, huh? No question about it.
Yeah.
What do you think about Santa Claus?
What do I think about Santa? Oh, I love Santa. You know, love the traditions. You know, it's like we need a little bit of escape from reality. It can't all be about the Kardashians and the Rob Fords. I think the Black Friday is getting a little bit disturbing. People are so out of hand now. Next year they're changing it to a Black and Blue Friday.
Yeah, who came up with that idea? That had to be somebody in the retail business.
Oh my goodness! Well, now they start at 8. Really, you're 8 in the evening. You're not even done having dessert with your family, and you're out there at Walmart fighting over a DVD player for half off.
Yeah, I have a theory.
Yes.
I have a theory about that. The theory is, if I don't want to do the dishes and clean up, then I risk take my chances with the thugs at Walmart or Target or wherever I go.
It's either clean up or get beat up. It's those are some good options. You don't have a good time, Kate.
Exactly. Ooh, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. This is really, really tough. I can't decide what to do. In your house, do you put up a big Christmas tree and decorations and all that kind of stuff?
You know what? My daughter's mom and I got divorced a couple of years back, so we usually take turns. We go to my grandparents, and then we do the tree and all the lights and stuff there. You know what? I think it's good. You got to keep the family traditions alive. You know, buying stuff for relatives you don't like, for the things they don't need, at prices you can't afford. That's what America's all about.
No kidding. So the CD I mentioned at the top, Chuckalicious, tell us about that. Did you just, you started writing, you saw the stuff that you've performed. It probably took you a long time to weed out everything, right, to decide what to put on.
I tell people it's a combination of hundreds of shows, thousands of miles on the road, dozens of notebooks. And which proves really just one thing, that I'm really bad procrastinator. Put this all together and top 4 time management skills. But it's been a lot of fun. And I did the taping in Morgan Hill, California. We had a great theater audience. And it's one of those nights where you get one shot to get it right, and it just happened to click. And it's something that I'll look forward for a lot of people listening to.
You have a new nickname now, Mark One Shot Yaffe. It's great.
There you go. and just for your listeners, listening pleasure, it's on iTunes, Amazon, all that good stuff. And then the UproarComedyCD.com website also carries that.
All right, so check it up. It sounds like a great present. And this is Cyber Monday still, by my count. Mark Yaffe, thanks so much. It was a lot of fun kicking it around with you.
Oh, thank you so much. Happy holidays.
You too.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Typhoon Haiyan. Death tolls top 5,200 after the storm smashed the Philippines. This holiday, let's not forget those 13 million homeless without food or clean water. Before we sit down to our bountiful tables, consider making a food donation. Youngevity and Red Cross has made it possible to feed a family of four for $16.20. Go to GCNminerals.com, help feed the Philippines, or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Mark Yaffe, he's right, rename the sucker. It's not like Black Friday anymore because of all the fights that broke out. It was crazy. That's all you saw on the tube. Well, whatever the store was, people were just nuts trying to get that last item that they wanted. And here's what they do. The stores themselves set this up because people are camping out outside because they have 10 TVs that are however many inches, a 60-inch flat screen TV for $200. That was one of the things that I saw. And then they only have a handful, a dozen of them in the store. And that's to lure people in. And anybody who shops then, they realize this. But it's crazy. Fighting for things. That's what the holidays become. I want this thing and you better let me have it. I'm grabbing this game the second you are grabbing the game. I want it. So then you have, as I mentioned there, Harmony says, what is Cyber Monday? You got to be kidding me, girlfriend. Cyber Monday means that everybody goes to the internet because there's so many deals, free shipping on Amazon, free shipping to the Honolulu company, which they make cookies, free shipping from wherever, and 50% off, 75% off, whatever it is. It's stores on steroids because people shop online now. Shopping online is huge. Nobody has time to go to the malls, right? They don't have time to do it. So instead, they jump online and they take advantage of whatever it is, the Kindle Fire, that was on sale. Whatever you're getting $50 off, 50% off, 20% off, whatever it might be. And the numbers aren't officially out yet, But Cyber Monday, when it's all said and done, I bet it'll be pretty huge. Might, in a sense, be bigger than Black and Blue Friday. And, you know, maybe there was something to go into the malls, because our mothership, of course, is in Minneapolis, and the Mall of America, at the Mall of America, somebody decided they would do a money toss. Yeah, there was a guy who tossed 1,000 $1 bills to strangers at the mall on Black and Blue Friday. Here, take this money, and threw it out. And he threw it from the third floor off of the over the railing, and the money fell down to a crowd that was there listening to music. And when the performer started singing Let It Snow, the guy started throwing the cash. This 29-year-old Sergey Vibrov decided to throw the money, chuck the money. What he said when the cops, you know, were all over him immediately, he told the police he was going through a divorce and having financial problems. He had only $1,000 to his name, and he threw it out at the mall. So he did get a ticket for disorderly conduct for doing that. He said he knew he was going to get some attention, and that's what he wanted. He said the story is he doesn't have enough money for a lot of things, and she even took the cat, but he wanted to spread holiday cheer and get noticed. Well, he did that. He got noticed, and he threw the money out to the people down below. But here's the thing. What if somebody, because with people trying to grab it up, what if somebody, they didn't know how much it was, people were scrambling for the money, grabbing up the money, and you have kids and strollers and all kinds of things. That could have been a wild situation. I mean, they've had problems there before. You know those Minnesotans. Somebody, I was just reading a story, somebody threw a tomato during an NSYNC concert at that rotunda, and it stopped the show, and all those fans that had gathered were miserable. They were disappointed. So he's got to make a court appearance now for that $1,000 throw, and he has to plead guilty or not guilty. So he could end up getting a fine, which he probably does get a fine. So then he threw that money out, got his 15 seconds of fame on the Minnesota news stations like WCCO. But that's it, because now he's going to have to end up paying more money for throwing the cash over the side. So in a sense, it was a stupid thing to do. Now, if it had been some crazy amount of money and it was some filthy rich person who thought, I'm going to help people and I'm just throwing this money out so the shopper, they still get in trouble, but I'm throwing this money out so people can shop for the holidays, then it might be a different story, but that's not the case. And if you weren't busy out hitting the malls and the various stores for those bargain deals on Friday, maybe you were shopping for health care, because over the weekend, the final day to get things straight came and now it went. So one thing that's happening is they're talking about healthcare.gov's vulnerability. Because when you put up a website, it's the whole security thing. You have to be worried about security especially when you're taking people's information. And they're talking about the fact that, and we've talked about this already, that it's easy. There's a high risk of exposure of personal information on this website because they didn't really build security into it. That they're going to have to build it into it, but they didn't build it onto the exposures, what they call the exposures of the website themselves. And the Department of Health and Human Services, they oversaw the implementation of healthcare.gov, and they are saying they understand that, hey, the privacy and security of the consumer is ultimately the most important thing. But we just had this over a week ago, where you had somebody at a House hearing that testified that the website needs to be shut down and rebuilt from scratch. It was Morgan Wright, who's the CEO of Crowdsourced Investigations, said there's not a plan to fix it that meets any kind of sniff test of being reasonable. So that's pretty scary that you have a security expert saying, listen, this is so easy to hack into. It just has to be rebuilt because the security is not there. the security wasn't, it wasn't properly put in and tested, and it's created that high risk. Ooh. So certainly steps are being taken, but there is a difference when you build it, when you build it into the computer versus when you don't have it in there from the very beginning. So think of what you could extract: addresses, users' names, locations. Oh, social security number might be in there. I hope not. Can you imagine? And then the big thing, of course, is the president says he's going to get health care through healthcare.gov. When that happens, I'm sure it'll be a big story, but it's, they're not saying at this point when that's happening. You just have to remember, I guess, that that's a security risk when you go onto the website, to be careful. But how can you be careful when you have to put your name and you can't put a fake name? So you, I guess in a sense you're risking it until they figure this out. And it's next year. You either get the health insurance or you've got the tax penalty, for which for most people would be $95, maybe a little bit more, because if you have children or a bigger family, it would be a little bit more. So now the new website is up, and some say depends on when you go on as to whether or not it's working. I know we tried it throughout the day, and there were two times you couldn't get on, but then there was another time that you could get on. But I would say the concern over the security and how many people are actually getting on there and getting the road to getting the insurance is the key thing. If I were Kathleen Sebelius, man, I would put my eggs so much in this one basket, I can't tell you. I mean, she's a cabinet member, and there's so many things that go on with health. Unless there's an epidemic, I am no longer delegating this to anyone. Whoever she delegated it to in the first place, I am on them 24/7. I want daily reports as to what is happening on the website, because single-handedly her department is pulling down the Affordable Care Act, the president's signature law, by not having in place the security and all the other things that they needed in the first place. So Sebelius, I would just pee on that whole staff. They say, listen, number one priority, this is all we're talking about. Unless there's an outbreak of something in the United States that we need to address, we're not really telling anyone, but we're not touching it. We're only talking web in this department. That's all I want to hear about. Just web information, please.
Owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.